Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the PATH Community Blog Talk Radio Show. We are excited to be here with you today to launch what we believe is our international expansion and our radio expansion. Lori Beth, you kind of rubbed off on us a little bit with this Blog Talk Radio platform. We decided to jump in and test the waters so that people across the waters in other countries, we've got about 10 countries right now that are connecting with your materials and your message. And so we're just excited to be here and launch this with you and with the PATH community. So welcome to the PATH community show today. We have with us Lori Beth. Thank you, Lori Beth, for being here.
Hello.
And we also have the leaders, directors, challengers of the PATH community, Kim Skaggs and Greg Reich. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley. Glad to be here.
You're welcome. We're excited to be here. And just a little bit, Kim, Greg, tell us what you've been doing in the PATH community, and then we'll kind of switch over to focusing on the questions that we want to drive our call today.
Greg, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say the last 18 months, or a little bit longer than 18 months, almost 2 years, we've been taking weekly calls in the PATH community and using a format similar to Lori Beth's radio program, blog radio program, that we take a piece of her writing and we apply it to the PATH and the PATH community, and we talk about it and spring off of that in the process. And so the last 18 months to 2 years, we've had a small community of people that call in on a regular basis on Tuesdays, and we just banty ideas back and forth, springboarding off of the writings of Lori Beth Jones, and it just really helps us propel ourselves on the PATH in a like-minded community. It's been a very fun process.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And Kim?
Well, again, it's an opportunity for, as Greg said, like-minded people to come together in fellowship to discuss topics and points from this. For this year, we're going through Jesus CEO. Last year, we went through Jesus in Blue Jeans. And again, they're the books serve as a launching pad to get into some amazing discussions. Lots of times, you know, it's somewhat comparable to a mastermind group. You know, there's genius in community, and there may be someone who comes to the call with a question or a concern or an inspired idea, and we take it and dialogue around it. And the collective genius it's amazing to be a part of.
Well, and you guys do such a great job of bringing people together, inspiring them, encouraging them as they're trying to figure out what their path is. And some of them have been on the PATH a short time, and some have been on the PATH for years. But we come together, and you all provide this backdrop of inspiration that carries us throughout the week. And so, you know, as we begin to launch this PATH community platform. I know you all have some questions. Lori Beth, your insights into what's happening in your organization and with this community of people, what is your sense about us reaching out internationally now with this platform?
Well, it's amazing to me and delightful to me that we have people in 10 countries, and it seems almost in passing, Shelley will say, Vicky's doing a training for someone in Argentina today. Or I learned that someone is in London doing the training and now they want to take it to France, some of the managers. And so I think, Shelley, it would be helpful if you could talk about the countries that are involved, the people in the countries, so that our international community can know that there's fellow participants, athletes, we call them, in different parts of the world.
Yes, and I do believe that is forthcoming, right, Kim and Greg? We're going to get to even meet some of these folks. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. In March, next, not next, apologies, in April, we will be having Ruth Adams from the UK join us on Blog Talk. And Ruth is, she's amazing.
Right, and so Ruth is one of our international trainers, and Vicky Arteaga is another one of our international trainers. But will we also be able to connect with some of the folks that they're actually training in those countries and begin to learn what they're doing with those materials on the ground and the people that they're influencing and leading? Is that part of that?
Yeah, let me just kind of share a little bit of vision in a few minutes of where we see the blog radio format taking us so that people can really get excited and prepare about that. Obviously, we have Ruth and we have Vicky and we have other people that we want to get involved in the process. We're hoping to be able to get some of these people on a call. Obviously, the calls will depend on how their availability is and everything else that's there. But we foresee being able to get people on there, giving them a chance to even speak in their own language so that people listening can hear some of the things that are taking place in their own language. So, yeah, we hope to interview and talk to people that are along the path, those that have had longevity, those are professional trainers, and those that are just barely starting the path process so that we can get a true format and a true feel for the entire community that's out there and let people know that there's a place for them to come and get their questions answered and get their visions bounced around and their mission statements clarified and all kinds of opportunities for them.
Wow, that's going to be some exciting times ahead for the PATH community. What other questions do you all have to share with those that are listening or to ask of Lori Beth or myself, Kim or Greg?
Well, I'll go ahead and kick it off. I think one of the things that we would like to hear is that obviously this has been a process for us to get to this point, and it's been a process for us to even start the PATH community. So if you can kind of explain, maybe Shelley, you, and then Lori Beth jump in for just a few moments apiece of what started the desire to create a PATH community within the LBJ program anyway? I mean, how did that kind of get to going? And then you can kind of explain that, and then we can jump in of how we got involved with the process as you guys kind of laid out the vision for us in the beginning.
Yeah, well, Lori tells a great story about how the fish jumped in the boat, and I think or the sand doll or something. She'll probably tell that story in a little while. But I think for me, as I began about 8-10 years ago, being around this community of people, I realized very quickly that the folks that are attracted to Lori's message and materials and methods are people that are passionate about making a difference in the lives of others. And it just seemed a natural process, Greg, to begin to form a community. And so we looked at our training materials and we looked at our mission of Divine Connection, Lori's mission of Divine Connection, and then our mission to transform lives and livelihoods, and how that moved us into a process of changing the world one mission at a time, seeing each person that comes through the doors of our organization as having a purposeful reason for being. And we want to connect with people. We want a community where people can find themselves, be themselves, be who they're created to be, and live passionately in their design. And so when I met the two of you, obviously you all shared a similar passion around touching the lives of people and relating with people and being connected with people. And so you graciously have stepped into this role of PATH community leaders, and here we are today now thinking about expanding our U.S. reach and our international presence for those who are being trained in other countries. So that's my quick take on that, Greg.
Okay. How about you, Lori Beth? How has that been a passion and a heart for you all this time?
Well, the people who – there's nothing like the power of community, and Kim said it well, the genius of the community, and how we can – heal each other and enjoy one another. One of the things that we've experienced is that the people who come and get trained and who go through this material are really cool people, for one thing. My secretary in El Paso used to work in collections and do some really rough stuff in insurance. And she said, I just can't believe the people that you get to hang around. I mean, they are so nice and so pleasant and so positive. And it is true that you get to hang out with really cool people who are growing, who are willing to lift each other up and to encourage one another. And so, you know, from the very first PATH training, when it was over, nobody wanted to leave. And we have formed lifelong friendships with people. And Ruth Adams in the UK just flew over on a whim, really, and got trained several years ago. And now I've been to visit her and her home and her family and her daughter in New York City, and we've traveled together some in Europe, and turns out I think she's a cousin of mine, some long distance cousin. But, and Vicky Arteaga, with her skills in Spanish and multilingual training, to be able to reach out, you know, she's taking basically Central and South America. It's like we're dividing up the globe, you know, and it's just individuals. And I think that excitement of the disciples with Christ, it was just like, okay, we've got, you know, a message. And there's a territory. And so it was a small group of people who basically enjoyed a similar message and vision, and they went out and spread the message. And so to be able to be a part of that, like the Renaissance artists, or I was thinking of the genius that created our Constitution and our legal system, you know, they hung out together. So it's that kind of creative soup and laboratory and beehive that's really exciting to me.
Thank you so much. Kim, why don't you go ahead and ask a question and let them spring off of that.
I will ask a question, but I have a comment. I just want to add to what Lori said. Thank you, Lori. That was so beautifully said. And to put it in a nutshell, the PATH community is about mission and vision. It's about our reason for being. And personally, this community, the people in this community, provoke, challenge, and inspire me to come up higher and be my best me. And my best me changes my world and the world. So with that in mind, about what the purpose of PATH Community is, where do you, Shelley, and you, Lori, see the PATH Community going over the next several months in terms of helping people be their best and sharing their insights and their strengths with their world?
Yeah, Kim, we've got about 2 minutes left here, so I'll take a quick 30-second pass at this. But, you know, I think this platform is going to allow us to expand our reach, obviously, into some of these international countries where we have folks that are committed to mission and vision, you know, at hand in their languages and with their people. And so I'm excited over the next few months to see how this method, this approach can reach out, you know, deeper and wider and stronger than we have in the last 6 months. But I also believe that there is a place for us to dream with these folks. There's, you know, they're committed to things that are even sometimes beyond our reach. And so I think making the connection is just the first step.
I think, too, that it helps remind us in the United States that there is a larger world. I think it's very easy to become ethnocentric. Mm-hmm. And I was reading an article the other day that the big jobs now are in Brazil. It's a booming economy. People get paid 3 times more than they do in New York City. And we tend to forget, wow, there's other parts of the world that are growing and expanding, and now we have a presence in China, Hong Kong with Lily Yang. So it's just to be in the beginning, to be on the ground floor of something that's going to change generations. How blessed we are. And Kim and Greg, I can't thank you enough for your faithfulness in always being there week after week to nurture this garden. I can't wait to see the fruits and the healing that's going to happen because of your work.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We're over time. So give us a little advertisement for what's happening next week in the PATH community and how people can connect, Kim or Greg.
Well, those of you who are U.S. callers or don't mind paying an international fee, you can call in at 1-712-432-1600 with a passcode of 1027778 and a pound. And that is all on the LBJ site that's there. Next week, we're going to try something really new. Instead of doing a topic, we're going to do micro coaching. Both Kim and I are professional coaches by trade. And so whoever calls up, we're going to give them 10 to 15 minute micro coaches or however we can do that for an hour. So if we have five or six people call up, we'll get as many in as we can. So it's going to be a real fun process to where we can not only have some discussion there, but people will be able to listen to other people being coached, which hopefully will help propel them forward on their path and in the process of their discovery of what's taking place in their lives as well.
Great. Any last thoughts, Kim, before we hang up?
No, we're just excited about the PAP community expansion, and we thank you, Shelley, and you, Lori Beth, for participating tonight with us. We just appreciate you both so much for all that you do.
And likewise, thank you both for being here. Thank you, Lori Beth, for your time today. And we'll look forward to next month's blog radio call is with, remind us real quick.
Next month is just Kim and I. Is that not right, Kim?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
all right.
So we'll be sure to push that out in the right directions, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great Valentine's Day evening.
Okay, be blessed, you all. Thank you.
All right,
you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.